Are you ready to brighten your mood with some good climate news? Georgia just broke its state record for the number of sea turtle nests. These endangered sea turtles are starting to multiply. The previous record from 2019 was 3,956 nests, and they just surpassed that with 3,966 go turtles. An adorable two-toed sloth was just born in the San Diego Zoo. So cute. Of course, the biggest climate bill of your life was just passed, of any of our lives, in the U.S. That is the Inflation Reduction Act. The United Nations had a vote in late July, and the General Assembly agreed to declare the ability to live in a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment a human right for all. Now, a lot of the time, celebrities or actors or rock stars are sort of out of touch, and you don't feel like they care about the changing climate so much, but Andy Cato, he is an exception. He's a regenerative farmer who sold half of the music rights to Groove Armada in order to basically become a sustainable farmer. So not only is he great at making music, but he's great at helping the planet survive too. This really cool frog called the giant monkey frog secretes a sort of organic sunscreen, basically a repellent for the UV rays from the sun, to its body. And it's super satisfying to watch. A U.S. federal judge reinstated the coal lease ban that was first formed in the Obama era and overturned when Trump is in office, but it is back. The coal leasing program was pretty harmful to wildlife, waterways, and of course climate change. But Brian Morris, the chief judge of the U.S. District Court in Montana, has basically reinstated this moratorium from 2016. Hell yeah. You may know Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, but he also has a company called TerraPower that raised $750 million for nuclear energy and medicine innovation. So essentially, the idea behind this company is to address climate change with carbon-free advanced nuclear tech or fight diseases such as cancer with nuclear isotopes. The argument around nuclear is definitely up for debate, but it's exciting to see that this innovation will be able to become a reality. Formula One is the most popular motorsport in the entire world, and come 2026, they will be running on 100% sustainable fuel. In Europe, solar photovoltaic is 8 times cheaper than fossil fuels. So that's the solar technology that turns rays of sunlight into electricity. And 8 times cheaper than fossil gas in Europe is huge. There is a South Korean professor whose name is Cho Jae-won who invented a toilet that literally turns poop into energy. And in exchange for the energy that people are creating, he'll pay you in digital currency. One of the biggest problems with solar panels is they only work if there is sun, until now, because solar panels that work at night were just developed at Stanford. They modified solar panels that don't generate solar electricity at night, but instead they sort of exploit radiative cooling out in the universe and they're able to convert that into some electricity. That is super cool. This flower vase that was made by Samsung can be thrown into a fire and put it out almost immediately because of some fire retardant on the outside of where the water and the flowers or plants go. This is huge. I can't imagine how many lives and how much property this is going to be able to save. There's a 16-year-old boy from India named Varun Saikia who, when he was 11 years old, learned about a whale in Thailand choking to death from eating plastic and decided to do something about it. Through a lot of experimentation and innovation, he was able to create something that can hold anywhere from 1,000 pounds to several hundred tons of plastic waste. Bloomberg Green is offering $25,000 to the grand prize winner of a short form documentary style competition that is basically a view of our climate future. So if you are a documentarian, make sure you check it out. The state of Hawaii got their last ever coal shipment on Wednesday, headed to the last remaining coal-fired power plant, which is due to shut down in September. Permanently. Huge win for the electricity game. And finally, to end things off, if you're a French citizen who gets rid of your car in exchange for an e-bike, you can get a 3,000 euro credit or 4,000 euros if you're low income. This subsidy is, of course, helping the environment and helping people get outdoors on their super cool e-bikes. That's all for today. I'll see you next time.